SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, musim semi di Australia tidak hanya melambangkan mekarnya bunga, namun juga membawa serta musim menukik bagi burung murai atau magpie yang dapat menjadi pembela wilayah mereka yang tangguh. Para ahli menyarankan orang untuk waspada, tetap tenang, dan bahkan mencoba untuk mendapatkan kepercayaan dari burung-burung tersebut. Berikut ini laporan dari Omoh Bello untuk SBS News. Burung berwarna hitam putih yang ikonik ini berasal dari Australia. Umumnya adalah burung penyanyi yang menawan, namun selama musim kawin, menjadi pembela sarang mereka yang tangguh, menukik ke bawah pada setiap ancaman yang dirasakan, termasuk orang lewat yang tidak menaruh curiga. Profesor Dieter Hojuli adalah seorang ahli ekologi di Universitas Sydney.
The magpies are a really distinct part of the Australian bird community. They're one of our much loved birds. You might think they're jerks at this time of year because it is kind of confronting when they swoop you. I mean, it is a common thing globally, but the magpies and their swooping of people in urban environments is really distinct. It's because we share our world with them so much. So, you've seen the cyclists with the cable ties through their helmets to try and stop them coming through, people putting eyes on the back of their helmets to try and avoid getting swooped at some, probably a rite of passage, to be honest, just to walk under the big eucalypts or walk around the urban forests and street trees and have these animals come out.
Penyerangan dari burung murai dapat berkisar dari ketakutan ringan hingga cedera serius. Terkadang orang yang terkejut tersandung dan jatuh dan mengakibatkan kecelakaan. Satu situs web Magpie Alert melaporkan bahwa tahun ini hingga saat ini telah tercatat lebih dari 2.000 serangan mendadak dan 260 cedera. Profesor Gay Casley, seorang ahli ekologi dari Griffith University, mengatakan, meskipun risiko cedera itu nyata, ia mengatakan hanya sekitar 10-20% yang menunjukkan perilaku seperti itu.
There's a lot of birds out there that are breeding, but not all their breeding magpies will swoop, so there are certainly some that do swoop, and that's only probably about 10-15% of birds that are likely to swoop, and generally it's the males that are doing all the swooping because they're the ones protecting the chicks in the nest. So it's over a relatively short period until those birds have fledged the nest, the magpies in that territory will be swooping. So it's over a relatively small period. But on the whole, the number of birds and the number of incidents is fairly small in terms of the percentage. In terms of the actual impact, it can be quite severe.
Profesor Hojuli mengatakan, burung murai tidak menyerang semua orang. Mereka hanya tertarik pada orang-orang tertentu.
It's not funny if you're the victim, but it's kind of weird to realize these birds have taken a particular exception or they remembered an experience and a potential threat. So don't forget, it's not necessarily a real threat. It's a perceived threat that they might be facing. That's getting them to sort of respond the way that they have. So it's not a one size fits all. Sorry, but it's based on, I think, those animals' particular experience, and that's sort of a charismatic part of their story, but also a bit of a weird one, I reckon.
Magpie jantan biasanya terbang menukik selama sekitar 6 minggu selama bulan September dan Oktober, saat mereka memiliki anak di sarang atau tepat setelah anak-anaknya terbang dari sarang, dan saat itulah anak-anak burung paling rentan terhadap predator. Semakin cepat Anda bergerak, semakin besar ancaman yang dirasakan oleh burung murai. Itulah sebabnya pesepeda, pelari, dan pejalan kaki anjing merupakan target umum. Bagi mereka yang baru di Australia, pemandangan penduduk setempat mengenakan helm sepeda yang dihiasi dengan ikatan kabel atau menggambarkan mata di bagian belakang topi mungkin tampak aneh. Namun ini semua dilakukan untuk menghindari serangan dari burung murai. Associate Professor Gay Casley mengatakan lebih mudah untuk menghindari burung murai daripada menghentikan mereka menyerang saat mereka mempertahankan wilayah mereka.
To some extent, the zip ties might work on a helmet because as the birds get closer, they will actually strike those cable ties that are coming out of your helmets, and that may actually deter them from actually hitting you because they've actually then made contact with something else. But putting sticky eyes on the back, I think, you know, the magpies are pretty smart for a bird, and they can actually recognize facial features and other kind of things. So some methods may work, but generally the best way to do it is to try and avoid where the nests are and then don't run around because the magpies tend to target people that are moving faster and things like that.
Demikianlah sebuah laporan mengenai burung murai atau magpie yang sering menyerang manusia pada saat mereka bersarang. Laporan ini disusun oleh Omoh Bello untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.